In an effort to boost summer business, Park City reached out to Triple Crown Sports in 2004. A contract was worked out, and 13 years later, the organization that manages about 300 youth events across the country has found themselves in a pickle. Their contract expired after play this year, and while the city has every intention of renewing a contract, they want to make some changes. To start off with, they're proposing to cut the length of the contract from 6 years down to three. City Manager Diane Foster says it's much like what they did with Park City Sunday Market.
There are three major issues here. One being that the city wants to reduce the amount of funding that it contributes, and it's done that with the Silly Market as well. The second one is to limit property, and there's been discussions over the year with Silly Market about coming up Main Street, et cetera, and we've kind of managed their footprint, and there is a farmer's market next to the post office, but largely it happens on Lower Main. And in this case, City Council wants to limit what happens in City Park and the term of the contract, and that is the third piece, and City Council wants to be able to have this come back more frequently. And these are consistent with what we've heard from SEAC as far as we want to keep tight reins on these types of things.
Another modification the city is looking to make is removing the use of City Park, a cornerstone of their events. Foster says the council is simply responding to the feedback from the residents.
The idea here was to get it out of kind of the residential area and keep it in areas that are like the high school, which are less impact directly on residents. You know, we'll see where City Council goes with this one. The organizers are actually coming out, and they'll be, we believe, specifically asking to stay in City Park.
Foster says the city is aware of the economic contribution Triple Crown Sports makes.
While we do want to manage our events, and I think the team at the city, led by Jenny Dearson and Jonathan Weidenhammer, have been quite successful in mitigating impacts. That's what they've heard from City Council. There is still an interest in having events and trying to limit how much they impact locals.
Triple Crown Sports will address City Council during the work session, which begins at 4:15 Thursday afternoon. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.